I think if we just weren't thinking about ourselves all the time, if we all made more conscious decisions and thought about how the things we do impact each other and the planet, I just think we'd all be a lot happier and it would be a lot better place to live in.
Hello and welcome back to the Sustainability Podcast, where we drink tea and talk about sustainable projects. I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability, and I'm here with Bryn Smith, who is our chairperson for eSpec. And today we are drinking peppermint tea. Are you ready for some tea facts?
I am.
All right. So according to my tea search, peppermint tea is great for relaxing muscles and blood vessels, which means it's great in reducing cramps and headaches. The menthol in the peppermint helps reduce congestion if you're having sinus problems or if you have a cold. It's also good for soothing mild stomach ailments if you have nausea, but it's not good if you have acid reflux. And studies have shown that peppermint can improve concentration and memory retrieval and even reduce anxiety. Have you had peppermint tea before?
I sure have.
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's good? Okay. So let's talk about you. So what is your major at the college?
I am a middle grades education major, and I'm concentrating in English and social studies, and I'm minoring in communications.
Okay. What led you to choose that major?
So I want to be in a classroom, at least for a part of my career. I really enjoy working with middle school kids. I actually also work at a middle school right now. And I love it. I love the age. I love kids. They're very impressionable.
What made you decide to work at the Office of Sustainability?
So I've always just been interested in, I've always just cared about the environment and how it affects us as a society and people and groups of people. And just thought it would be a great opportunity to get involved in on campus and take away, things that I can apply to my life and my career later.
Cool. So how did you specifically get involved in eSpec, and what is it exactly?
So eSpec stands for the Ecollective Student Project Committee. And so essentially it's a group of students on campus who we meet and we approve or disapprove grant proposals by other students who have ideas to make the college a more sustainable place.
That's pretty cool. When did you become interested in sustainability? Do you remember? Is that a weird question?
I think I became most interested in sustainability and what it really means in all its aspects when I came to the college here.
Okay.
Because before I just kind of thought, sustainability is recycling, it's being good to the earth, and now it's so much bigger than that. It's about people and how our actions affect people and our society and all these little systems we have.
Okay, so with that in mind, what does sustainability mean to you?
I think to me, sustainability means taking care of each other. It means acting in ways that cause other people, other groups of people, and even future people no harm.
Okay, how have sustainable values affected your life personally?
Personally, I recycle a lot more, and I just recently transitioned to a vegetarian diet a few months ago.
Wow. It's a big change.
It was a huge change.
So how is that going?
It's actually really not as hard as I thought it would be. There's a lot of options that you don't know are there unless you're looking for them. And I feel better physically, and I also feel better about my choices.
So what do you think the world could gain from sustainable values?
I think we would gain a lot. I think that if everyone acted in ways that benefited each other and other. I think if we just weren't thinking about ourselves all the time, if we all globally and societally made more conscious decisions and thought about how the things we do impact each other and the planet, I just think we'd all be a lot happier and it would be a lot better place to live in.
I like that. I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So thanks so much for listening. We put out new sustainability podcast every Thursday. If you'd like to hear more, you can go to synergies.cfc.edu.